Rafael Cancel Miranda and another contemporary Puerto Rican, Luz Guerra, provide an example in the early historical experience of contact for native people of Puerto Rico with the Spanish Church.
There is another thing about the Indian. The Spaniards fooled them for a long time. See, the Spaniards hide their debt. This history too. So that the Indian never see a dead Spaniard. See? So they were creating a myth. So the Indian, up to that point, didn't fight the Spaniard. Because they said, man, those people never die.
At that time, the reason why the Spanish were able to keep the Indians colonized was because the Taínos believed there was a prophecy that there were going to be some gods coming to visit them. And this was what they believed the Spanish were. And the Spanish, of course, utilized this myth and said, yes, we are, you know, children of God. So there was a belief among the Taino people that they couldn't kill the Spanish. And Agüe Baná, who was the highest cacique, which is the chief of the people, said, you know, I have walked with gods. I've walked with my friends, the gods. And so this was supposed to be a great thing for them. Well, Agüe Baná died, and his nephew, Agüe Baná II, came to power. And he wasn't so sure about this whole thing, about the Spanish being gods, but he didn't really know what to do about it. Well, some of his warriors found a way to prove that they were not, and they went down to this river, and a Spanish man came, and he wanted to cross the river, and appeared that he couldn't swim, and so he approached them and asked them to take him across the river.
The soldier's name was Salcedo, Juan Salcedo, a Spaniard. So the two Indians, let's say, let's make it a try. And somehow they grabbed this Spaniard soldier. That was close to my hometown too, Mayagüez, in the Rio Añasco. Mayagüez is the name, come from an Indian name, Mayagüez, a warrior, you know. And that's my hometown name. We got many Indian names all across Puerto Rico. Well, they took this Spaniard and took his head and put in a river, Rio Añasco. Añasco is another name. To his river,
yeah,
his head.
Plunge him into a river
and hold there for 5 minutes. And they say, he come out alive, we better leave them alone. You know? When they took this head of the Spaniard alive, and they saw that they were as dead can be, they say, oh man, they died just as so.
And then they brought him back into the beach. And then they waited for 3 days and three nights until he did, till his stomach swelled up and he started to smell, and they said, okay, it's been 3 days, he hasn't risen from the dead, they're not gods.
That's when the Indians start fighting. This happened, this history.
Well, of course, the Spanish had much more advanced weaponry because the Taínos were not a warrior race, and the Spanish eventually killed off most of them through the use of their guns and through the use of dogs. They had dogs which they trained to kill and to attack these Indians, and they did that. And also tortured them in horrible ways. And the Spanish kept very extensive records. You can see torture systems, you know, all nicely drawn out by some priest of how they used to torture the Taínos as they were killing them off. Many of them did escape.
Splinters of the tree. Splinters of the tree. Saying no defiantly to the stranger's tinsel gifts and be sensing without being told where the childlike welcome always leads. Hey, hey.